that mall.
Oh, that's right. We are right down here at the Greenwood County Veterans Center. I was very impressed to walk in the front door and see that the library sign is no longer there. It says the Veterans Center. And I'm telling you what, if you haven't been down here and checked it out, my goodness, what a difference. I mean, this place is clean. I was in it just a couple of weeks ago, and it was painted. And now, what do we have? We have carpet on the floors, and you guys are moving in, and I have Carrie Bolt here. How you doing today, Carrie?
Great, great. Tired, but I'm great.
You have done an amazing job in just the last two or three days here.
Well, I couldn't have done it without support from the county and people here from the community.
Well, you know, the Veterans Center, it looks like you guys have moved in.
Yes, ma'am. We're officially here. We should be open Monday. It's just our serving veterans right here.
Isn't that amazing? Would you believe it, Carrie, that what was this, back in January that we made the announcement and now here we are today?
I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. Help me.
Well, I tell you what, I'm looking around in what's going to be the museum part, and I tell you what, there sure are a lot of bras here, Carrie. What's going on here at the Veterans Center?
Well, we've got Bras for the Cause program here. It's sponsored by the Ladies VFW Auxiliary, and it's a great thing. It's raising money for breast cancer, and we hope everybody will come out and support these great ladies.
That's right, and people can come by starting tomorrow, correct, and start putting in their bids. I believe it was all day Friday and Saturday, and then I understand you're going to be modeling there for us, Carrie Bolt.
Do anything to help ladies out and do anything for the veterans.
Well, you have done a great job here, and it sure looks great. Can you believe the difference? Do you have any pictures from when you first came in here to what it looks like now?
When I go out to speak to organizations, I have a PowerPoint that can actually take us from the beginning to where we are.
You know, I think one of the things that would be great would be to have a few of those pictures here of what it looked like when you moved in and what it looks like now.
I can't look at them anymore. It's hurt me already.
It should make you very proud, Carrie, with all the work that you've done here. Phenomenal job now. Not only are the veterans going to be housed here, but the Lander ROTC is going to have a place in the building?
Yes, ma'am, they are. It'll actually be a bigger place for them. And I think it's a great thing. That way we're integrating the young and the old, past and the present.
That's right. So they'll have a classroom, meeting rooms downstairs in the library. You also have plans for a nice meeting room, banquet room right here in the back of the building. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, we sure do. We hope people will come out. We hope that everybody will actually come down and see what we have available. And I hope they'll just be interested in getting involved with the program.
Sure. Now, of course, this is the first step, was to make it usable, right? The building inside usable. But you have big plans for the outside.
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to raise money for a memorial for all the great men and women that have served this country and continue to serve this country here in Greenwood. And we need their help monetarily. We need it for labor, any tools, equipment. We need you to come down. We can show you what we need. And please help support us.
You know, the wonderful thing about this, folks, is there are, although we can't take orders for these bricks right at this moment, but you are going to have bricks that will be named bricks to help raise funds. They'll be all across the front here. You're going to have, 1, 2, 3 flagpoles out there, a monument, and there'll be lots of naming opportunities. You know, if you have a family and would like to name something in honor of a veteran, if you're a business and would like to honor our veterans, all these will be possibilities.
Yes, ma'am. What we want to do is start encouraging the public to come out, come down, see us. We can brief them, give them a walk around the building, walk through the building, and they can actually see what they'd like to be involved with.
So this is your opportunity to really have, you know, Carrie, you said you haven't seen another place like this in the state.
I have not. This is a 17,000 square foot building that our county has given to support veterans and those still in uniform, and I think we're making this something great. I think this will be a draw not only for the county but also for veterans of the state.
Absolutely. And this whole program is going to be wrapped up and finished by Veterans Day this year, because we've talked about it. Don't you agree? I'm putting you on the spot, Carrie.
I'm tired of agreeing with you. It hurts me when I agree with you.
But you do think that would be a fabulous idea.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I really do. I think it'd be great, and to actually celebrate such a grand place being open.
You know, I see the people from CPW helping out here. I see other members of the city and everything working around here. And lots of good people. I saw you out there with the hose just a minute ago, hosing off the bricks out there.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, if you want to be here, you got to work.
And if you and if somebody comes down here to help, guess what? You'll put them to work, right?
For free.
Free. All right. So if you want to come down and help out, Kerrygold, you know, if you've got some time on your hands, they would love to see you down here. And it's just an amazing project to see from one end to the other. You know, we have the brand new library at the other end of the street right here on Main Street. And right here, as right as you come in, right by the gazebo, is another fabulous place called the Greenwood Veterans Center. I'm impressed you got the sign out there, too.
Me, too.
Kerry, you seem kind of speechless today.
I'm tired. So many hours in the day, and I'm burning all of them.
I know you are. But is there, let's see, what else? I'm going to go around and walk around and point out some of these fabulous bras right here for the cause. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I'll give you a few minutes to collect your thoughts, and then we'll get back together and talk some more about what's going on. Since we've been here, you've put a glass up so you have it separated for the Veterans Administration versus the museum. This area is all going to be a museum out here.
Yes, ma'am. I think there's a lot of great things for people that reside in this county and have served this country. I think a lot of great people need to be recognized and be here.
Absolutely. And this is where the Wall of Heroes is going to be, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Hall of Heroes. Yes.
Excuse me, Hall of Heroes.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Well, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. I'll give you a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks so much, Kerry. All right. We're going to walk around here and look at some of these fabulous bras right here. I tell you what, I cannot imagine who came up with some of these ideas. I mean, when you look at a black bra that has a cupcake couture, and it says Becky's Bakery, and there are cupcake holders are sticking out on this bra. It is phenomenal, folks. And then I love this one right here. Touch your tatas, and it shows a pair of red gloves holding on to a pink bra, folks. This is good stuff. If you don't get out here and see this, you are really, really, really going to miss a lot. Let me tell you. How about Sunflowers by Jean Shirley? Now, here's a bra that has big sunflowers on it. You know, some of these remind me of like those 1940s, 1950s bathing suits that were all about flowers and whatnot. Jean Shirley with Sunflowers. And what about Masquerade? Lots of feathers on this one, greens and pinks and purples. These are really, really works of art. If you have wanted to see bras put in their proper perspective, you got to come out and see them right here at the Veterans Center. Now, where is the Veterans Center? You know, the old Greenwood Library. And if you come here and check it out, you will just be amazed at what they have put together here. The big main room of the library is now a big, open, carpeted space. And the very fact that we have the carpeting done, when I was here 2 weeks ago, there was no carpet. There was paint, but no carpet. But guess what? Now it's carpeted, it's clean, it's bright, it is beautiful. What else have we got here for bras for the cause? Let's see, what else do we have? Let's check this out. How about this one? This one's kind of cute. Give a hoot with two owls on the bra. There you go. Give a hoot. Get a bra right here. And this one is pretty phenomenal. Sarah Smith made this one. Red Hot Mama. Do I need to say more? We've got feathers. We've got red. We've got sequins right here on some of these bras. Hey, you know what? I am Ann Eller, and I am right here at the Veterans Center right now. We'll be talking more with Kerry Bolt, but right now it is time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday,
happy days. That's right. We're right back here at the Veterans Center right here in Uptown Greenwood. That's right. We're at the old library, and I tell you what, you will not recognize it when you walk inside. You know, you had a tremendous success this week due to everybody's input, healthy neighborhoods, the garden, the healing garden that's going to go in the back. Carrie, what do you have to say to everybody that said they liked it and made Greenwood number one? Isn't that phenomenal?
You are the bomb, and you are great Americans. Thank you.
That's right. Okay, all you had to do was like it. And that's all you had to do. It didn't cost you anything except to hit the button. People did, and it is phenomenal that Greenwood came in number one. And, of course, thank you to Ellen Benson and Tony Abel for putting this project together and making it so. And, of course, that means $5,000 will be coming from the YMCA, the national, I guess, YMCA.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. And they're actually going to be heading up the project, so I'm for sure as much effort as they put into it, I think it's going to be something great.
Yes, and, you know, of course, the idea behind it will be able to have a nice, peaceful, tranquil place to be able to go out back there and sit down and contemplate and think.
I need to do it right now.
You really are tired. I tell you what, you are, you know, usually, you know, he's bossing people around and everything. I think I could push him over with a feather here today, Carrie.
Hey, it's been a long day. We had parking lots been full all day, different companies. Locksmiths, we just finished up with them. They've rekeyed the building. It's just an awesome project coming together. And we need more, though.
You know, it wasn't but, a day ago that you were getting the fire department in here doing the checkoff and getting occupancy permits and all that stuff you have to do because, you know, thank goodness the ladies with the Bras for a Cause pushed you to get it done because they wanted to do their event here tomorrow.
It's a great organization, but I want you to know those ladies, when they get on you, they are there. Let me tell you one more thing, if I could, please. The Greenwood City Fire Department, instrumental in helping us get this building ready. So they come in, they helped us get together, they inspected us, they showed us what we needed to do, they even helped us out. So I'm just going to say, Greenwood City Fire Department, great American. They're awesome.
You know, there's not enough that we can do for our veterans, and this is a project where you can really get involved and make a difference. This is the time for those that talk about it to really show that they want to be involved in it. Don't you agree?
I do, and you know, like each year in Lawrence, and I had the privilege to do it this year at Lander with the conclusion of our Hall of Heroes. The last thing I always tell everybody, it's, you know, it's really nice you have the American flag stuck on your car or you have that yellow ribbon that says we support the troops. Well, my thing is, how do you support the troops? Well, now here's your way to show it.
Right. So this is going to be an excellent way to be able to show it. If you've been sitting on the sidelines wondering what you could do, all you really need to do is come on down here and take a look, and I'm sure Carrie can find a project that you can volunteer for. You are in the process right now of setting this up as a 501c, a nonprofit, so that people can contribute money and, of course, be able to get a tax deduction. Correct, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Paperwork's in progress right now, and we can start taking donations right away.
And, of course, that will be, you'll be able to donate for the bricks. Now, do you have any idea how much the bricks are going to cost, just a range of price?
From what we've looked at, the very small ones would be 100, the mid-size would be 2, and the large stones would actually be 500.
So there'll be a lot of ways that you can honor your veteran or veterans in general, but that's going to be one way. And, of course, like we've talked about, there's going to be flagpoles, there's going to be all kinds of naming possibilities. You know, we were just walking around the building here again, Carrie, and you showed me where you're going to have banquet room back there. People will actually be able to use this facility for an event, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Again, it's the Greenwood County Veterans Center, but again, we want community involvement at all times because it takes all to actually run this. and anything we can do to help support the community, like a wedding, for example, or each year the Marine Corps, you know, they have Marine Corps Ball. There's numerous things that can be done here, and it's a great, I mean, awesome building.
It is. It is a building that looked like it was on its last legs, didn't it? But it sure has come back to life right here.
It has changed 100%. As a matter of fact, when folks come down, we'll be able to show you pictures of how everything's evolved in this program.
I know a lot of people that were, when the library was here, were saying, oh, this building is done. There'd be nothing you can do with it. And once you come inside, you will be amazed at the change. And, you know, that's what it takes, vision. And it takes a bulldog like Kerry Bolt to keep saying, we got to do something here, folks. And you've been looking for a good place to have a veteran center.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, you put veterans on the job, you see what you get.
That's right. And it certainly has made a difference. So, Kerry, I think you should be very proud. I know that that this event is going to be the kickoff. I know that very soon you may be having a small ribbon cutting. And then the big one in November, right?
Yes, ma'am. One more thing I'd like to say is thanks to the County Council and Mr. Jim Keir for all their support and what they've done to actually get me in this building and to help start this off for veterans.
Right. With that, well, if you hadn't ended up with this building, we wouldn't be standing here talking today, would we?
No, ma'am, we would not. We'd still be in the street.
Still be in the street. You'd still be in your little office. I tell you what, you have a big space here, and it's going to be really nice because for wheelchairs or jazzy chairs or people with crutches and everything, there is plenty of room to maneuver now.
Yes, ma'am. We've got a handicap ramp in the front. If it was a really bad situation, we actually have where you can pull under the ramp in the rear. And we actually have an elevator. So there's no reason a veteran cannot get in here. And in a worst-case scenario, I can still send my people out to people in their bedside.
That's right. And the Veteran Center, what exactly do you do? For those that are listening today, and maybe they're a veteran and they just don't know where to turn, what should they be doing, Kerry?
The actual office operation here is made for three things: pension, compensation, and most importantly, medical for veterans. Any personnel that have problems that are still in uniform, we can help them. We can get them directed to where they need to go. For our older veterans that are homebound, they need aid and attendance. We can get skilled nursing for them, assisted living, things like that. So there's a whole lot of things. And also with our young veterans coming back, we're hoping to get on board with job services, One Stop, and see if they can bring some of their people over, computers, and that way with the drawdown, we'll be able to take and convert military discharges and paperwork into resumes, and our veterans would have one place to go because they know that they could get help in getting in place in employment.
Now, Kerry, I know one of the things that you do, that if somebody has been turned down by the veterans, you'll go back through their record and help them find out what really needs to be done to get them the benefits that they deserve.
Yes, ma'am. We'll sit down and we'll actually read. I sit there in the evening and read, and what we do, we find out in the appellate process what we need to do to get them back in, and we'll get them back into higher appellate, places to see if it can get it overturned.
So there is possibilities. If somebody is sitting there really feeling bummed out because they weren't able to get the help that they thought that they'd been promised, there is help. You will help them go through that process and see what. Sometimes it's just a piece of paper that they didn't turn in or something like that, isn't it, Kerry?
Yes, ma'am. I'll give you a prime example. We've actually had veterans that got their decisions overturned based on the fact of reading through medical records and found out where they had actually been wounded. They never received any awards or decorations or anything in their 201 files to prove of the injury, and just a little flaw. And we've, matter of fact, we had right here, a couple months ago, we had two veterans that actually received their Purple Hearts from Jeff Duncan.
So don't be dismayed. If you've been felt that you just haven't gotten treated right or that you need somebody to take a look at it, that's what your Veteran Center is here for. And, of course, one of the things that you did over in Lawrence that you're starting right here in Greenwood is the Wall of Heroes. And tell us a little bit about that, Kerry.
Each year what we do in Lawrence, and we did last year at Lander, we recognize our veterans past and present. We help them put their shadow boxes together, and then we do a formal ceremony with the veteran and his family and in the public. And then from there, the shadow box would be kept here at the Greenwood County Veterans Center. It'd be displayed on display for a year. At the end of the year, the shadow box would go back to the veteran or his family. And then we also raise enough money to buy a plaque that would actually stay here forever, recognize that veteran and its service.
Absolutely. So those are some good things. I tell you another thing. I know a lot of veterans and a lot of families have pieces of memorabilia, whether it's from World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, and they really would like to be able to share that with others. You're actually going to have a museum here. People want to donate things. They can begin to bring those and donate them. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, they can. What we're going to do is start actually cataloging stuff as it comes in, and we'll start still fundraising for shelves and things like that. But it's a secure facility that we want to have the county veterans or their family members bring stuff in and display and leave it here for the world to see what great things they've done.
Absolutely. So you got to get involved with the Veterans Center here. Kerry Bolt, he's been working hard, but they got it done, and kudos to them for getting it done. Right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Friday, happy days, the weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you.
We're back here. It's exciting. I've never seen so many decorated titty sacks. I tell you what, it's the home of the Tatas here today. Veterans and Tatas, do they go together?
Yes, yes.
All right, I got him alive over here. But, gee, Kerry, you know, we wanted to mention a few more things here. You know, not only will you be having services for the veterans, but there's opportunity for our educational, our colleges to have a place here to recruit and help out in finding the places for our veterans that are returning to be able to go back to school.
A lot of our young men and women right now coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and they have, if I can say it here, educational entitlement, and they're looking for a place to go to school. And if they're looking at maybe Lander or the VOTEC, what we'd like to do, I'm looking at getting with two schools and see if we can get recruiters here that would actually make it easier for the service member to actually get into school. So that's a project I'm attempting next week, and I think that would be instrumental in helping the schools and also the veterans.
Sure. You know, the idea behind this center is that it's kind of like a one-stop shop, correct? You'll be able to get all the veterans can get all their needs set up and moving in the right direction.
A little tune-up right here.
You know, it's not many places that have this opportunity, and it's always amazing to me that small Greenwood, and we are small compared to Charleston, Columbia, some of the bigger cities out here, and yet we're going to have one of the finest centers right here in Greenwood. And it is all because of county council's support, but it's also because of Kerry Bolt getting out there and saying, "You think this building doesn't have any possibilities? I have a vision."
I got to stop having these visions. It's a great thing, and a lot of people, it's not me, lots of people have made this happen. I think they can continue to make bigger things happen. And matter of fact, I'd like to also ask if anybody would like to volunteer to come down and help us with the landscape or anything they could donate. We surely need it, so please.
Absolutely. Now, they're going to be needing, you're going to put together showcases, you're going to need shelving, you're going to need all this kind of stuff to put this together. And, of course, the less it costs, the better off you are and the quicker this center can be done. So if people can get on board and donate, you're actually looking at setting up a board to do that. And if people are interested in being part of this, hey, don't hesitate to give you a call. You'll put their name on the list, and when we get ready in the next couple of weeks, we'll be getting together and having a meeting about it, right?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's if you really are serious, because we want people that want to work and really want to be a part of this Families program, and we really need you.
Absolutely. Now, Carrie, if somebody wanted to call you, whether for a veterans issue or to talk to you about being part of putting this project together, what number should they call?
Well, you know, the phone lines are being put in right now, so I'll be able to give you the number soon.
Will your number going to change from what it was?
I don't really know. I haven't been told yet because they're still installing the lines for me. So I'll know tomorrow. But right now, everybody else should still do the old number.
Okay. And, you know, I guess what you can do is listen right here on WCRS, and just as soon as you have a number, you'll give me that number, and we'll be sure to make sure that you get that number. Or you can just stop by here at the Veterans Center. You need to stop by anyway so you can see what it looks like. What were you going to say, Carrie?
I was just going to say, right now, everybody needs to continue with the number 864-942-8531. That's the current VA number.
So if you call that number, I'm sure that number will be forwarded or whatever over here, and you'll be able to get in touch with them. But this is your opportunity to be involved. And I just, you know, we all say that we want to help our veterans. We all know what a service our veterans have. Well, now it's time to put your money where your mouth is. I guess we'll just say it like that. Right, Carrie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But this is your opportunity. So if you really believe in what you have on your car or in your heart, come on.
That's right. So come on down here. Check out the Veterans Center. You'll be glad you did. Carrie, I know that it has been a long day. You're also selling the T-shirts here that you had last fall at the wall, and so people can come by here and get T-shirts, and you're selling them for how much?
$5.
That's right. We're selling them over there at Sharp Facets. They're great-looking T-shirts. You can't beat the price. And it certainly will help the veterans out, too.
These T-shirts are the ones that actually started this whole program. That's not the reason we're not changing up and getting a new one right now. This is what started it all. Limited edition. Come get one now.
Ah, that's right. $5 a piece. Buy $20, $25, buy $50. Give them as gifts to everybody graduating from high school, college, and just enjoy yourself.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we need. That's one more thing. Any church, civic organization, whatever, if they want to come down and get some, sign them out from us, we'll let you have them up front. If you sell it for $6, $7, all we want is $5 for our T-shirt, we're glad to support your organization.
So, see, there's a lot of ways to work here, and that's what makes it happen. Hey, if you have an idea for a fundraiser, something you'd like to do to help out the veterans, Carrie would love to talk to you. You know, I'm talking to the one and only Carrie Bolt. Carrie, it seems like this is the way it goes with Carrie Bolt. People either really think he's really great, or they say, who the heck is he? Would that be right, Carrie?
That's right.
Well, anyways, I am so glad to be here with you today. Carrie, anything else you'd like to say? Because otherwise, I'm going to walk around and look at some of these Tata holders right here.
Please come be involved. Okay. Bras for the cause.
Bras for the cause. Come and help at the Veterans Center. Thanks so much, Carrie. All right, we are going to just walk around here for a second. Check out what's going on here. This is going to be fun, fun, fun. We looked at some of the bras here earlier. I thought I'd give you just a little tour, walk around right now. We got a couple of minutes. Let's see, what do we have? Two for T. Now, this is interesting. This is by Tina Munch. It says, one lump or two in your T, yes. In your breast, no. And there are teacups on this bra now, folks. I'm telling you what, these people that have done these bras need to be commended. If art is in the eye of the beholder, we have some fabulous art right here for you. So if you want to do something different, if you'd like to be involved in a cause that is going to help fight breast cancer, this is a good one. Let's see, what do we got? Do we got a bra here with diamonds all over it saying, diamonds are a girl's best friend? And that is by the English Gamma, well, let's see, Gamma Phi Beta. Other things here. Wow, just cool. So come on down to the Veterans Center. It's going to be open all day tomorrow for you to come by and check it out. You can see all the different bras. They've got it all set up so you can bid on these. They're even going to have a fashion show Saturday night, 7:30 to 8:30, and that's where you'll actually see who is going to win. So why not come on by and check it out? If you don't get to come Saturday night, come by during the day, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and see the phenomenal. I love Gamma Phi Beta. Sarah did My Little Sunflowers. That's right. It's a bra just covered with big old sunflowers on it. These could be bathing suits. They are phenomenal. They are just phenomenal. I expect to see some of these on the streets, folks. And here's one more I'm going to tell you about it. Dot Poor. This one is phenomenal, too. Mooing for a Cause. There you go. Mooing for a Cure, excuse me. It shows two cows. Unbelievable. This is it. This is Bras for the Cause right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Hey, you know what? I am going to bug out here in just a second. I got to get back over there to Sharp Facets Gallery because you know what's coming up? It's happy hour and we're going to have a good time. Got to tell you about one more. There is one more here. I got just enough time. Lashes of Love. Deborah down there at Polo's made this one. It's got two eyes, it's got big eyelashes, and it's black and white polka dot. Too cool. Hey, you know what? You've been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, live from the Veterans Center. That's right, I'm Ann Eller. We're going to join the news. I'm going to be back over there at Sharp Facets in just a few minutes. Don't you go away, but you get involved with the Veterans Center. It'll make you feel good, and you'll be doing such a service to all our veterans that keep us safe and secure right here in the United States of America. Bye-bye, everybody. I'll be back in just a few minutes.